Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Let me tell you, Jeffrey, I want to give a shout out to my Texas legend, Leon Beck. Hey, they got a big 45th anniversary in Webster of the Urban Cowboy movie. And, you know, the Gillies people and stuff. And Leon Beck was a big part of that. And that's going on Sunday. The doors open at 5 at Buck Wild in Webster. And that's a hell of a place. It holds like 2,000 people.
That's in the Houston area?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in the Houston area, go check it out. Buck Wild. Eddie, so much going on right now.
Wow.
Baseball season has been in full effect. A crazy trade happens. The NFL, of course, we're talking NFL. It seems like the NFL season never begins. It never ends. There's always something going on in the NFL. NBA playoffs still going on. NHL Stanley Cup final on the tap. NASCAR still racing. WWE, big news coming out of the WWE. And, of course, Jabronis of the Week.
Yeah, I mean, we're chock full of stuff here on Mouthing Off All Over the World, as somebody told me here a little while ago. And I can tell you one thing, is that I'm excited. I mean, when you look at the NFL, they are nonstop. Whoever's doing their marketing, they're doing a hell of a job. They teasing you a little bit here, a little bit there. And then your boy, the Dodger, the modern day Babe Ruth in Los Angeles, the gambler himself, number 17, he chucked that tater again. What do you think about that?
I think it's great that he's back on the mound. Obviously, being a double threat is kind of his thing. Even though he has to have Tommy John surgery, he becomes the best hitter, steals. The man is incredible. You're right. He is the modern day Babe Ruth. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Responsibly, B21.
Hey! Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, I just can't believe that the LA Angels, they should be called the Devils because they suck. They let Shohei go. Are you out of your friggin' mind? And what did you get for it? The same thing you get for everybody you let go. Nothing.
The Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles are cursed, in my opinion. They've had nothing but turmoil since they won a World Series, a very fun, unexpected World Series, which seems like, you know, it was 50 years ago, although I know it was only, you know, 20-something.
They got rid of the rally monkey. That's what happened.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe the rally monkey is what they need to bring back. But the reality of it is, you know, they've got the young pitcher who looks like he's going to be a potential ace. Dies of a drug overdose in his hotel before a Rangers game. A bunch of the players and one of their team doctors, I believe, were implicated in, you know, being a part of that kid's habit. And it was an ugly situation. It went ugly. They get Mike Trout, who is a legendary player, but nobody seems to notice because he's only been to the playoffs one time, and that was in his rookie season. They get
what a waste of a talent.
You know, I want to blame that on the Angels, but Mike Trout was allowed to go to free agency. He chose to stay in Los Angeles, and I think that he's unfortunately the right kind of guy on the wrong kind of team, because every single fan of every single Major League Baseball team would love their star to re-sign a lifetime contract with their team. And so few do, even on successful clubs. And Mike Trout, on a team that has given him nothing back, has given it all and chose to stay there. Shohei Ohtani saw that writing on the wall. He comes in. He's supposed to be a phenom. He pitches. He hits. The guy is incredible. And he sees the writing on the wall that this is a team that is not going to give me.
I'm not going to stay here and wait. He looked at Trout, believe me.
Yeah.
Because Trout has everything about a major league ball player. Everything.
Yes.
And he looked at him and said, he's wasted his whole damn career. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because I can go somewhere else and be just as damn good and still get the money. And that's what he did.
Hey, go over to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim need some Odark 30 so they can get their mojo turned around. And if you want to turn your mojo around and look good walking around on the streets, odark30.com. Eddie, the fact of the matter is that baseball is in such an interesting place right now with the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're so deep that they have another kid who can't even really crack the lineup. And they're talking about what are they going to do with him when the injuries are done. He's playing right now. Kid's hitting over 300. He's a stud, but there's no position for him to play in Los Angeles because they're so stacked. A guy hitting over 300 can't crack their lineup. It's insane.
Yeah, but you know something? They better hang on to him because with all the injuries in MLB, he'll get his turn. And once he gets his turn, he won't ever give up that spot. He'd be fine.
You make an interesting point because the Los Angeles Dodgers do have a window, and their window opened quite a long time ago. They've added incredible names to that window, but it's not like they were rookies that they were bringing up that were the new stars in Los Angeles. It was the Atlanta Braves' Freddie Freeman. It was the Oakland A's' Max Muncy. It was the Boston Red Sox' Mookie Betts. And Clayton Kershaw seems to me like the last guy who's a huge name on that team that has been there from the start. I mean, I know they've got young pitchers that are coming up, but Shohei Ohtani, the Los Angeles Angels, he's still relatively young, but I mean, these guys are nearing the end of their careers. They've got probably, 3 years left before their window closes. Yeah,
but I want to hear your take on the trade that happened with the Red Sox and the Giants.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Go ahead.
This was something that was surprising, but not surprising. Rafael Devers has been complaining about the fact that the Red Sox made a very good baseball move, brought in Alex Bregman, a young third baseman, and that is the position that Devers played.
And that good-looking wife of his. Oh, man.
So he was very upset that they moved him to DH. He wanted to play third base, and they clearly were not interested in having him play third base. And they have a young star in Devers that they thought they were going to be able to build a franchise around, but he clearly was unhappy. He was making it known, and he just signed a 10-year, $313 million contract with the Red Sox, and the Giants had to take what's left of that money, $254 million, and send over. The Red Sox got very little in return. They got a first-round pick from last year or the year before in James Tibbs. The only reason I know
about. Yeah, but that just goes to show you that if you're not going to be a true ball player and I'm going to pay you that kind of money, you're not going to be a team guy. Hey, Alex Bregman is a better third baseman. He's a gold glover, and he proved it. And they said, hey, we want you, Rafael, to move to first base because you're not good as Alex Bregman. And he says, well, I'm not going to do that. Well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ship your ass right out of here. How about that?
This is exactly that you're right. Perfectly explained. In he thought that he had the upper hand in this and that he could, you know, put up a stink and get his position back. And the Red Sox, that's a storied franchise. That is a team that can be bad. And granted, they doxed all of the executives after that happened and they were getting threats. But the Red Sox fans may be mad at the GM and may be mad at ownership, but they're still fans of that team. And that team can suffer losing a big star. They shipped Mookie Betts out in the prime of his career. They've now shipped Devers out in the prime of his career, and they will be just fine after those guys are gone. And
they will. You can't have, instead of being a team player, these guys just paid you $300 million, man. And no problem. He's just not a team player. And, you know, they got rid of him. because they now they have the money to give to Alex Bregman and not even worry about it.
Well, they already gave him his money. They're going to have to pay other guys, but that's the thing. So if you're playing on, I don't want to throw too many stones. Well, let's just use the perfect example. If you're playing for the Los Angeles Angels and this happens, then you are a guy who can get ugly. And if they ship you out, then it's their loss. The Boston Red Sox are a team that are going, if he would have stayed in Boston within a few years, he's going to be competing. Granted, they sent him to San Francisco, a team that was already competing. They're made better by Devers. But guess what? That team is in not only the same league, but as the same division as the Los Angeles Dodgers. And that division belongs to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And every prognosticator on the planet believes that the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to represent the National League in the World Series. So you basically...
And they will. And it won't be the Giants. Johnson doesn't make a difference in the Giants lineup.
Well, he's going to make a huge difference in the Giants lineup. The Giants could potentially make it to the World Series, but there is a Goliath standing between them and that. Quickly, Eddie, Gage Wood, want to throw...
Oh, Lord, don't. The Dodgers are going to win it all, man.
All right. Gage Wood, Arkansas pitcher, throws a no-hitter to eliminate Murray State. 19 Ks, wins 3-0. Only the third hitter, no-hitter in College World Series history. Hats off to Gage Wood. What an incredible performance. I'm sure he's moved up a few draft boards after that outing.
19 Ks, man. And he was throwing in 108 degrees.
Yeah, it was hot. We got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
The Raiders, my team, the Las Vegas Raiders, they're in love already with the boy that came from the blue turf.
Ashton Jeanty.
They said he's great, and well, he is very coachable.
I have a feeling that when you draft a guy and you bring him in, and we knew he was going to be good, they're in love with him until they're not. So everybody in football, in the mini camps, are really excited about these kids out there practicing, but you don't practice on Sundays. So I'm glad that he seems to be a good, coachable kid. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Hopefully he can be everything that they expect out of him. The Las Vegas Raiders. Also, J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings have realized that he's got a gun for an arm in minicamps. We all knew that. Can he be as good as Darnold was for them last year? Remains to be seen. They pushed all their chips in on J.J. McCarthy, let both of the quarterbacks they had under contract last year go. So,
well, you know what Harbaugh says from the Chargers? He was the best thing in the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
And Harbaugh's not really, I mean, he's not wrong about many players. He's really, you know, he may be spot on with this guy.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys want to win a Super Bowl. I want to be 6'6". So chances are both of those things are not in the cards. But I'll tell you what, if I had to put money down, I would probably bet that in year 49 of my life, I would grow 4 more inches than the Cowboys winning a World Series. So put your money wherever you like. That's where I'm putting mine.
But not on the Cowboys. That's what you better not.
The Colts are putting Jim Mersey in their Ring of Honor week one. Of course, this goes without saying. He was a great owner. They will be missed. Yeah. I'm sure they'll have a patch. I'm sure there will be a lot to be said about Ursay this year with the Colts. Maybe they can put that on their back and do some damage.
You know, a guy the Colts ought to bring in was their best GM that took them to a Super Bowl was Bill Polian. Polian was with Buffalo Bills too. Would be great. I mean, he is smart when it comes to football. He's like a Mike Lombardi. He knows football.
He's obviously had success in multiple places, but as they say, history is, history is oft repeated. It's hard to capture that lightning in the bottle again when you bring these guys back. You've seen it so many times, like when the Washington Redskins brought Gibbs back and it was an absolute disaster. You don't go back to the well once you've moved on from the well, I think, when it comes to sports. So let's just see what the Colts can do now under, you know, their newish ownership now that the kids have taken over. Jim Irsay will be missed. He was obviously a great owner. And good luck to the Colts this year. Antonio Brown has lost his mind. This isn't news. We all knew that. But he's finally done something that I don't think they're going to shove under the rug. Well, I think he took a few too many hits. He was a guy that, you know, was on the other end of some of those Ben Roethlisberger passes that put him in danger. And there was one hit in particular that he blames it on, that when he took that hit and got that concussion, that's when his brain stopped working properly. And it obviously wasn't working properly when he was at a celebrity boxing match in Miami hosted by Adam Ross, the popular streamer. There's video of this. They were in the garage. I couldn't tell from what I watched whether somebody said or did something to him, But from the video angle, it's cell phone video, so not great. You hear Antonio Brown yelling, and then you see him run out of the garage. And shortly after he exits the garage, you hear multiple gunshots. He's being sought on attempted murder charges. And, you know, I feel bad for the guy because I do feel like he has some he was a pretty model citizen in Pittsburgh, and then he wasn't. And he hasn't been the same ever since. You know, they tamped him down a little bit.
That's what happens when you come to Florida and get the gunshot in your brain and you go berserk.
I don't think that's true. The New England kept him on good behavior until they didn't. And then they sent him out, and he has been an absolute disaster ever since. I hope he gets some help. I hope that, you know, the book doesn't get thrown at him on this, because this isn't his first brush with the law. He can have a good rest of his life, because at one time.
Well, you're from Florida. You know what they do in the state of Florida to you.
Well, that's attempted. So had he murdered someone, they could send you to the chair, but I don't think they're going to give him that for attempted. It was a stupid thing to do. And
well, he just can't shoot good.
I know. There were a lot of shots fired, and it seems as though nobody was hit by them. So that's great. I'm glad. I'm glad that he has terrible aim. The Grizzlies really, really bothered Adam Silver, because the last thing he wants during an Oklahoma City, Indiana finals that everybody's complaining that nobody's watching. They're not saying nobody's watching because ESPN took over the broadcasts of the NBA finals. They moved on from TNT, which was legendary. The broadcast team has changed. And Doris Burke, who I think is the best female broadcaster in sports.
Let me interrupt you. Doris Burke needs to keep her mouth shut. No one needs to be a play-by-play person, period, in any sport. They just don't work unless you call them women's basketball or whatever, but not for a man's sport. Her when she comes in, she just kills the whole tempo of the game.
It's very difficult to listen to her talking when she goes. Yeah. I've always said she actually has a lot of knowledge when it comes to sports, but after a while, her affect really starts to bother me when I'm watching the NBA finals. It's a turnoff. I don't know that that's necessarily why the ratings are down, but I can point to it as a reason why they could potentially be down. But the Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane, a young shooting guard who averaged 19 and a half points, 5 boards, 5 assists to the Magic for 4 unprotected first round picks and players. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope had to be put in there because Magic had to dump that salary. And Cole Anthony, who was a spark off the bench for the Magic, and they will miss him, but they got exactly what they needed. It's not tragic in Orlando now. They got I think he's 27 year old, already signed. They gave up picks. I've been talking to so many people about this because everybody's like, oh my gosh, they gave up so much to get him back. They swapped picks in this year's draft. This year's draft was not going to be somewhere where the Magic were going to find the answer to their problems. They weren't going to find the answers to their problems in the next 3 years either, because the Magic have finished the let's draft guys and develop them phase of their build, and they've moved into the...
You know who found their deal? The Dallas Mavericks. They're going to draft Cooper Flagg, and that's their missing piece.
Yeah, but the Magic are full of young guys that have not reached their potential yet. They don't need
more.
They've
always been full of young guys. They can't. Let me tell you something. When I was down in Orlando, I went through that crap. It's bad decisions. They never had a great coach.
Stan Van Gundy?
Chuck Barkley will tell you. They all will tell you about Orlando. It's Mickey Mouse town. And they play Mickey Mouse basketball.
All right. Well, I'm a fan of the Magic, and I think they're going in the right direction. And they did exactly what they needed to do in getting Desmond Bane. They didn't give up too much for him. This will go down as a very good move.
You think, what's his name from the Bucks? What's his name?
Giannis? Antetokounmpo?
You think he's going to go to the Spurs?
No, I think he goes to the Heat. I believe that the Spurs and the Rockets.
Kevin Garnett's not, Durant's not going to go?
No, I think the Spurs and the Rockets would be foolish to bring in a guy. They're in the beginnings of their contention to let go of assets and bring in a guy who's you know, at the end of his career to change up that team. You build around Kevin Durant. There's no need for the Spurs to build around Kevin Durant. They're building around really Wembanyama. The Rockets are already contending.
Man. I watched them when I was in Houston. What a team they got.
Yeah, they're on the cusp of being one of the teams that is talked about in the playoffs and potentially contending for years to come. And it's because they've built properly there. They went into a rebound. They did very good in their picks. I mean, their biggest name pick can't even crack the starting lineup now. They've brought in so many young guys
The guy the Bucks guy needs to go to is the Rockets.
Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
If he wants to win a title, the Rockets will be the closest one.
But they would have to tear apart that team to get him.
Why?
Because they have to trade for him. Giannis Antetokounmpo belongs to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks are not going to trade him for nothing. The Rockets will have to give up some of that young core. Those are two teams that should not make any stupid moves. Stick with what they got.
Well, a friend of mine, Tillman Fertitta, owns the Rockets.
Yeah.
So what should I tell Tillman?
Stick with what he's got. Don't go and bring in a guy like Durant, a guy like Antetokounmpo. If you're going
Durant's too old for Rockets. I agree with you.
And so is Antetokounmpo. They're both at the end of their careers, and Miami's the perfect place for them because Miami has never rebuilt. Miami has continued to be...
Miami is the perfect place for old people.
Well, the fact of the matter is, it seems to be working. They keep competing. They turn and burn these guys.
Blue hair and porno. That's Miami.
A couple other things, too. But the fact of the matter is, the Heat is a perfect destination. They should pair Durant and Antetokounmpo, although I think Giannis should stay in Milwaukee. They should tear that thing down and build it back up quickly like the Heat do and keep him there. But Durant should go to the Heat. They're automatically contending as they have been seemingly forever. And they won't have to give up anything that matters to get him. And they will still continue to have the best coach in the NBA and continue to compete. Hey, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99. bedding for 60% off, comfy shorts only $7.99, and so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yes, without a doubt. So are we going to roll in a little NASCAR? Mexico City. I don't know if they survived Mexico City or not. They're going into Pocono this week. Pennsylvania.
Well,
that ought to be interesting.
They're going somewhere where race fans are used to them going, and they're leaving somewhere where race fans are not used to them being. So it'll seem like getting back to normal for NASCAR.
Yeah.
Go over to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. What do you think, Eddie? Can Ricky Stenhouse Jr. start racing, or is he just going to be mad all the time?
Well, God, he seems like, you know, no wonder Danica Patrick left him. I mean, he's always ticked off all the time. You know, I mean, hey, go race already. You know, if you're ticked off at a driver, go punch him in the mouth. They need that in NASCAR. Go punch somebody. And you know, don't sit there and be a sniffling old little brat. I mean, that's what he's like a little brat with a, you know, he's like a midget with a damn helmet on. You know, come on, go punch somebody already.
Well, I mean, he's clearly not a winner because, as we've seen, if you follow Aaron Rodgers, you win. Jordan Love has seemed to pull it off, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. followed up Aaron Rodgers and couldn't get it done. The guys to watch.
No, he didn't. He was before. That's how come he can't win. She left him and went to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my bad.
That's how come he can't win.
Ross Chastain, Austin Dillon, and Kyle Larson are the guys to watch in Pocono. It's going to be a fun race. Look forward to it. We need to jump back a little bit, Eddie. The Oilers and the Panthers are potentially finishing that series. Lord Stanley's Cup could potentially be raised by the Florida Panthers tonight. Skinner might be back in goal for the Oilers.
By the time this show is on the air, Jeffrey, your Florida Panthers will be drinking champagne out of Lord Stanley Cup.
Well,
with a bunch of naked women in a strip joint in South Florida.
Let me correct you on as many fronts as humanly possible. First of all, they're not my Florida Panthers. Second of all, I do not believe that they will be. I think we will definitely be. We'll be finding out who wins this. It could be the Panthers. I just don't think they get it done in Game 6. I feel like this is the kind of series that's going to Game 7. The Oilers want so badly to break this curse of Canada not being able to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. It's been so long since it happened. And
But you know what's so funny? You got 13 Canadians playing for the Florida Panthers.
Well, yeah. It's,
and so they're not going to let that happen. They don't give a rat's ass what Edmonton thinks. I just got to say, all you Edmonton people in Canada, we go in Canada. Hey, look, your uniforms look Bush League. Those blue uniforms you got is home. They look like Bush League uniforms. The white looks great. I mean, the white Orla uniforms look great. You look like a professional hockey team. The others look like, oh, man, you're like a bad DH for the Blue Jays.
Well, I don't want to rag on the Oilers uniforms, but they've got to put it together. And all of Canada is rooting for Edmonton in this Stanley Cup final, as they did last year. They can't let it happen again. They can't lose to the Panthers 2 years in a row in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, but they are, though.
I don't disagree.
Hey, them guys are going to be drinking champagne with a bunch of nudie girls out there in South Beach and loving life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame them. I would, too. I'd play like hell to make sure I did.
Well, I look forward to seeing this. I really look forward to a game seven. The NBA finals are still happening, and it looks like the Oklahoma City Thunder have figured out the Indiana Pacers, but that's been said in this series before. Right now, it's 3-2 Oklahoma City. Everybody's crowning them, but Tyrese Halliburton basically took the night off in game five. I think he ended up with two points.
He's got a pattern going, Jeff. You notice that he'll play like hell for one game and then the next game he sucks. And that's been his pattern the whole playoff run. And, you know, you can't be that. If you're going to be a superstar, a Michael Jordan never took a night off.
No.
I mean, so if you want to be a superstar, you got to show up every night. Don't come up lame. I don't want to hear your excuses. You know, get your ass in gear and play like you're supposed to. And I'm a huge Halliburton fan. But, you know, he just sucked. I mean, he'll play like hell one game and then he's not worth a hell the next one. And it's just something's wrong.
Well, what's wrong is that they're playing against the best defense in the NBA. And when you have a monster that should be a center guarding you as a guard, it's tough. And Chet Holmgren, they're just locking down Tyrese Halliburton.
Well,
and
how in the world was he able to do that 20, 25, 30 points, you know, with the same guy on him?
Well,
and then the next game, he can't do squat.
That's
well,
the problem. Well, the reality of it is that sometimes the shots fall, sometimes the shots don't fall. And if you're getting played crazy defense.
Well, if your ass is sitting on the bench like Carlisle put him the other night, he's never going to do anything.
Yeah. The reality of it is that they saw that the only way that they were going to win that game is if somebody else picked him up and took him over the finish line. Nobody did. Pascal Siakam looked like he was going to be really good in this game, but then he turns out to be not. Things aren't going in the basket for him either. So it's I'm not writing off the Pacers just yet. But if you're right and it's on again, off again for Halliburton, and he comes out and he's a stud in game six, that ain't going to work for them, because game seven's the next game. And if he's off again, they're going to lose the NBA finals. But really fun series so far. And as much of a blowout as game five was, that does not take away from the fact that this has been a really fun NBA finals to watch. Let's jump over to the WWE. Liv Morgan's shoulder is hurt. What do you think about this, Eddie? So they're having the match.
I watched it. I watched the tape.
Yeah.
And when she came, she went down, and it was like a normal fall, really.
Yeah.
But when she hit awkward with her left arm or shoulder. And you can see it dislocated it. And, you know, Liv Morgan is a superstar. And not only is she a blonde bombshell, she's good on the stick, she's good in the ring, and she can draw. I mean, so you better hope and pray that she's not out for, you know, 10 or 11 weeks. That's going to really back them up.
Can I take a different tact on this? I didn't watch it live. I watched a replay, and it got real awkward when she went down and she goes out of the ring. And the announcers are trying to keep it up. Who's the girl that she was wrestling? How's it pronounced? Sane? Sane? Shane?
I don't know.
Yes. She did her best to keep the crowd engaged with her, running around the ring, patrolling the ring, while Liv Morgan is out, you know, nursing her shoulder. And I get it. Dislocated shoulder. That hurts. But shouldn't you get back in the ring and take a count out? Under those circumstances, is it okay to go out of the ring and just have the match called? It's over. If you're a superstar like Liv Morgan?
No, absolutely not. Liv Morgan is a superstar, and she's hurt. She needs just to go and take a 10 count and keep moving and go back here and see what's wrong with her. And I don't care that match didn't mean anything anyway.
Yeah, I guess her health is more important than one match on Raw. But she took a loss, and so they're hoping they can get her back on track because she is very important to the women's side of the WWE. WWE has big plans for Julia.
And I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know. Somebody up top seems to like her. You know, we'll find out.
What about Seth Rollins, Eddie?
You know, to me, Seth Rollins is the most, Paul Heyman seems to kiss his ass, and I don't know why, because I don't believe he's the guy that you, I don't know. It's just not for me. Seth Rollins is not my guy.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the top of the heap guy.
He's pigeon-toed. You know, great athletes are not pigeon-toed, number one. And he's pigeon-toed, and you know, he wears a man bun, which looks like crap. They're getting new music for him. You know, maybe he'll look like a superstar now, and he'll act like a superstar and dress like a superstar, not like a -3 star that he's trying to be. You know what I mean? You got to be a 5-star. You can't look like a pig's ass, and that's what he looks like. He's got, you know, where it's, he's not my kind of guy.
Goldberg returned to Raw to challenge Gunther.
You know, who's got a fetish for friggin' Goldberg is Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
And Paul Heyman was right. Kevin Nash, that piece of shit, should have never, ever stopped his streak. But he did out of jealousy. And Kevin Nash is a jealous piece of shit, and he can't work. Kevin Nash could never work. He's the most overrated big guy in the business, in the history of the business. And he killed Goldberg in WCW, and he did it out of jealousy.
Well, now
Paul Heyman says, "Okay, I'm a Jew, and he's a Jew. Now I'm going to show you what a super Jew can do." And so that's why, hey, if they're smart, I bring Goldberg back.
On my sheet here, it says John Cena is still the man? ? Yes. He's still the man. Maybe he's not the man for the WWE, but he's a superstar still.
You know, Jeff, I just got to tell you, no fans in any sport should cheer for an athlete getting hurt. I don't care who it is. You shouldn't ever cheer for somebody to get physically hurt for real. I mean, it just doesn't work. And fans that do that, you're not really fans.
Well, I guess that I would have to agree with you outspokenly. You probably would have to be a complete and utter, what's the word I'm looking for? Delusional person to think that in the back of every fan's mind, when someone's out there beating your team, or there's a guy who, as long as he's playing, your team doesn't have to have a chance, there's no way to stop in the back of your mind hearing, I hope he gets hurt. But nobody should say it out loud. Nobody should cheer it in a stadium. It should never be openly done. And it does make you an absolute jabroni if you're a fan that's openly cheering for someone being hurt.
Just wrong.
It is wrong, Eddie. Hey, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
We'll be right back. I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
That's right, it is the best show on your radio, mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what's really cool? Hey, Hey, Leon, I hope I'll see you this week at the 45th anniversary of Urban Cowboy. That's going to be cool, man. They got all the stars coming out, and I can't wait to go there, Jeff. Too bad you're not in the great state of Texas.
Nope, I'm stuck here in Florida, the free state of Florida. Second best would be Texas, but I'm a Florida boy, so I always put it number one in my heart and mind. Eddie, fun show. So much going on. NBA Finals, NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, things happening in the NFL news. We're talking a little bit of NASCAR. So much in the sports world happening, and we are here for you to discuss in a not woke fashion the sporting news.
And don't forget the WWE and Liv Morgan, the superstar of the WWE. You better wake up.
Yeah, dislocated shoulder, probably an injury that is going to ache a little bit, but can definitely come back from. So happy to see it was a dislocation and not a tear or a break. So I'm very happy to hear that. Hopefully she'll be back soon. I know they have massive plans for her and an absolute need in the women's division of the WWE for a superstar.
Yeah, but John Cena's still the king.
Absolutely. And the reality of it is, I get it that he probably is not going to be the next big thing in the WWE because he is a Hollywood star. He's got a TV show that everybody loves that's coming back soon. He doesn't have time to have the rigorous schedule of a WWE star, but it is nice to have him back, have him come back and win another belt to take the record away from Ric Flair. And
I don't say that, man. I was hoping he would have kept that title, but, you know, titles are made to be broken. Some people going to break your title, and, hey, thank God you were there for 16 times, you know?
Don't write off our boy Ric Flair, though. There's a chance.
He's liable to come back.
I know. I'm taking my record back. You cannot have it, John Cena. Eddie, it's time to run. Will you tell them goodbye?
For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover. Fast Eddie Mansfield saying, see you next week.